He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah. He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our program, The Blessed Life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Alhamdulillah, throughout this series we have been talking about the qualities and characteristics of this blessed individual. We have been trying to understand these qualities and characteristics and try to take lessons from this blessed life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Remember, the great Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he said that when you see that an individual has devotion towards Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and he arranges the mention of his attributes and qualities and he tries to spread them, this will only result in goodness for him. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we do dua that we attain the blessings of this saying of this great Imam, that because we have arranged the mention of the attributes and qualities of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and through this series we are trying to spread them, that will result in goodness for all of us in this world and in the hereafter. Today is the penultimate episode of this series. In previous episodes we've talked about the love of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz for scholars, for knowledge, his passion for reciting the Quran, his love for the Ummah, and many, many other things as well. Inshallahul Kareem, in today's episode, we are going to talk about such a quality which all the Prophets alayhim as-salam possess, which the Sahaba ikram possess, which the Ahlul Bayt possess, which the Awliya possess, which the scholars possess, which the pious people possess, and which Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi possesses. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, that quality, that characteristic is the love and passion for inviting people towards Islam, for the love and passion of passing on the correct teachings of Islam to other people. Inshallahul Kareem, in today's episode, we're going to look at a few ways in which Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi demonstrated this passion, how he would invite people towards Islam, how he would convey the message of Islam to others. And we'll try to take lessons from that and how we can adopt it in our lives as well. We'll try to understand from Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, his character, that how we should invite people to Islam as well. May Allah Almighty allow us to truly take blessings from this great individual and allow us to follow in his footsteps and give us an ounce of success which he had in this world. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's very important for us to remember that the religion of Islam is a beautiful religion. It's a religion of love, of mercy, of compassion. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came to this world as a mercy to all the universe. Subhanallah, he instilled love and happiness throughout the world. The companions, alayhi ridwan, the same. They instilled love and happiness amongst people. They taught and spread the religion with peace and mercy. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he followed in their footsteps. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he would tell his armies, he would tell the generals and commanders that before you invade or go to war with the Romans. Before you wage war against them, first invite them towards Islam. First invite them towards Islam. He didn't want war. He didn't want fighting. And Madia viewers of Madani channel, there's many examples which are there in the life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, which demonstrate to us that he spread the message of Islam through love and mercy. In one such incident, it's mentioned that Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh would give money and wealth to individuals to soften their hearts. And on one such occasion, he gave one individual 1,000 dinars for this purpose, that his heart becomes soft and he becomes a Muslim. He starts to become soft for Islam and he starts to embrace Islam. The love of Islam enters his heart. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, so in Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he didn't just invite people towards Islam himself. No. He instructed his governors to do it. He instructed his lovers to do it and his followers. It's mentioned that Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he wrote to Jarrah bin Abdullah Hukmi, who was the governor of Khurasan at that time. And he said, invite non-Muslims to Islam, and if they accept Islam, forgive their jizya. He accepted this and he followed this. He obeyed the order of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And the blessings of this were such that 4,000 people accepted Islam on his hands. He followed the command of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and 4,000 people accepted Islam on his hand. My dear viewers of Madani channel, it's easy to say that number. For 4,000 people to accept Islam on one person's hand is not something small. And why did they accept Islam? Because they saw his great and excellent moral conduct. He had widespread admiration from people. So much so that there was a delegation from a separate area who came and saw him, or who observed him. And that delegation, they made a request that we would like such preachers to come to our area as well, so that people will see them, will see their character and conduct, and they too will accept Islam as well. May Allah Almighty allow us to truly understand and follow in the footsteps of our pious predecessors in the way that they invited people towards Islam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, remember, we are all ambassadors of Islam. Whatever position we are in, whatever state of life we are in, if we are Muslim, we are ambassadors of Islam. It doesn't matter if I have a huge beard or not. It doesn't matter if I wear a turban or not. It doesn't matter if I wear the hijab or not. It doesn't matter if I'm a scholar or not. Yes, we should do all of these things, but for this purpose of inviting people towards Islam, these things don't matter. Wherever we are, whatever state we are in, we should invite towards Islam. We are true ambassadors of Islam. We are ambassadors of Islam, and we should become true ambassadors of Islam. When people see us, they know that we're Muslim, but are we reflections of the true teachings of Islam? A moment ago, I said, it doesn't matter if we have a beard or not, if we're wearing a scarf or not. From one angle, it doesn't matter. Because those who have not accepted Islam, they won't know. They will just see us as Muslims, and for them, we are ambassadors of Islam. But we should have a beard. We should wear the hijab. We should follow the teachings of Islam to become true ambassadors of Islam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, that's what we need to become. True ambassadors of Islam. We are all ambassadors of Islam, but we need to become true ambassadors of Islam, like the companions, like Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, like his governor in this example. Why? Because there's a lot of misconceptions about Islam. Some of them by accident, some of them spread on purpose. But how are we going to dispel those misconceptions? How are we going to give correct teachings of Islam to those who don't know them? We're going to do it by being true ambassadors ourselves, by following those teachings ourselves. Then they can see the true message of Islam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we tell people that our religion tells us to pray 5 times a day. But we don't. We tell people our religion tells us to fast in the month of Ramadan, but we don't. We tell people our religion tells us to pay zakat a certain amount in charity every year, but we don't. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, remember, those who have not accepted Islam, they don't really look at the books. It doesn't really matter what we tell them about the books. That in the books it says this, this and this. They won't learn Islam truly from there. Where will they learn Islam from? From the Muslims. From the character, the attitude and behavior of Muslims. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we need to follow the example of our pious predecessors, have outstanding character, moral conduct, and follow the teachings of Islam so that we can teach them to others as well. May Allah Almighty allow us to understand this and to follow this message as well. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another example of the way Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi loved preaching Islam and how he has taught us to preach Islam, to pass on the message of Islam to those who are not Muslim. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he would pass the message of Islam. He would invite kings to Islam. Now just ponder over this for a moment, my dear viewers. He was the caliph of Muslims at that time. He was the khalifa. And he would invite non-Muslim kings to Islam. And some of them is mentioned upon his invitation, actually accepted Islam as well. Now, okay, he did that. What's the lesson for us? How can we take blessings from this and follow in his footsteps? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, wherever we are, whoever we are, whoever we're with, we should be in that state of mind, in that frame of mind, that we should, through our character, be inviting those who are with us, those who are looking at us, those who can see us, to Islam. Now how? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, how? Through our character. We shouldn't be embarrassed. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, could have just passed the message of Islam to those who were low in society or seen as low in society, not influential. And he could have just invited them. He could have said, I'm embarrassed to invite the leaders, the kings, the influential people to Islam. I just want to have a good relation with them and then just leave it at that. I'm embarrassed to invite them. But no, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, he's taught us that never, never be embarrassed about being Muslim. Never be embarrassed about passing on the message of Islam. Whoever you're in front of the most influential person in the world, in front of leaders, if you have the chance, you have the opportunity, even then, convey the message of Islam, convey the correct message of Islam. You never know, by you passing on that message, the correct teaching of Islam, that person may have had a misconception before. He may now understand the true message of Islam, and he may end up accepting Islam as well. May Allah Almighty allow us to follow in the way of our pious predecessors. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, something very interesting from the life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Once an individual, he says to Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. In fact, he writes a letter to Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that people are becoming Muslim in abundance. So many people are accepting Islam that I'm scared that the jizya tax will reduce. The jizya tax was something the non-Muslims would pay to live in that area. The way that Muslims would pay charity or zakat or sadaqah, the non-Muslims, because the ahkam of Sharia did not apply to them, because they were not Muslim, so they didn't have to give zakat. They didn't have to give these types of wealth away in this way. So they would give this tax. And he's saying that now this tax which we will take, because so many people are accepting Islam, I'm afraid that this tax will go down. And look at Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He showed his passion for wanting to invite people towards Islam. He sacrificed wealth. What does he say? He says, I wish all people would become Muslim, and me and you would become no more than a peasant. We would eat what we earn ourselves. SubhanAllah, he didn't care about the wealth. He didn't care about the tax. Whereas other people might have thought, oh, if we invite them to Islam and they become Muslim, we might lose out on this tax. We might lose out on this money. But no, he didn't care about wealth. He was ready to sacrifice wealth for people to accept Islam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's a question for us now, reflecting on this. We say that we want to be true ambassadors of Islam. We want to pass on the message of Islam to others. Are we willing to sacrifice our wealth to be in this situation where we can pass on the true message of Islam to others? Look, even though we are all ambassadors of Islam, some of us may not be as well equipped with knowledge to be able to pass on the message of Islam to others, like some scholars are. How we can follow in the footsteps of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, from the lesson from this incident, is the way he sacrificed some wealth, or was willing to sacrifice wealth, so that the message of Islam gets to those who are not Muslim. We could pay for scholars to write books, to teach people about Islam, to convey the right message of Islam. Alhamdulillah, your Dawat-e-Islami has an entire department called Fizan-e-Islam, which is for this purpose, to pass the message of Islam, to pass on the true teachings of Islam to those who are not Muslim, so that they can have this understanding, they can feel this religion as well, they can understand this religion, and inshallahul kareem, become part of this great religion as well. My dear viewers, if we can't physically do anything ourselves, the minimum we can do is donate something towards Dawat-e-Islami for this department, so that more material can be made, more books can be made, more preachers can go out and actively promote the teachings of Islam, so that the true teachings of Islam can reach everyone around the world. May Allah Almighty allow us to follow in the footsteps of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and give us this passion for inviting people towards Islam. Remember, my dear viewers, Islam has never been forced upon anybody. All the way from the time when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam announced his prophethood, from then to now and until the Day of Judgment, Islam will never be forced upon anybody. As Muslims, we don't force it upon anybody. All we do is show our character, show the teachings of Islam, and give this invitation to those who are not Muslim to become Muslim. But there is never any force. Remember, Islam is a religion of mercy, is a religion of peace, is a religion of love. May Allah Almighty allow us to truly understand the religion of Islam. Allow us to understand the true message of Islam. May Allah Almighty make us true ambassadors of Islam. And may Allah Almighty unite us upon Islam. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the sunnah. He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the sunnah.